Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I'm glad to be with you midweek as we continue to prepare for Christmas, and I do hope and pray that your whole being, body, soul, mind, and spirit, is drawn in worship to Jesus Christ our Lord. The carol, "O Come Let Us Adore Him," has been on my mind today. Do you know it? O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of Angels. O come let us adore him. O come let us adore him. O come let us adore him, Christ the Lord. God from true God and light from light eternal, born of a virgin to earth he comes, only begotten Son of God the Father. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exultation, sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee. Born this happy morning, Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. And someone asks, why don't you sing these carols, Swallow? I will tell you, I cannot sing properly. Trust me, take my word for it, you do not want to hear me sing on God Is. But I do love to sing, at home when no one else is listening. Okay, sometimes I will sing in front of my wife, but she will tell you he cannot hit a note. Ah, but there is a melody in my heart. And someone else asks, why don't you play music as a part of God Is? I will tell you why. Copyright. You would not believe how difficult and expensive these artists make it to play their music. So here is what you do. Pick up the words, add your own music, you know it, and sing away. I hope that all day today or all night tonight, whenever you hear this, that you cannot get out of your mind, O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. He is worthy of all our praise and worship. Please do not let Christmas pass you by without exalting the name and the person of Jesus Christ. This week on God Is, we have been drawing together our study of Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. This text may not be one you are used to hearing or reading at Christmas time, but it is a gem. And again, I hope and pray these words from the Apostle Paul to the churches in Galatia have ministered to you in a powerful and dynamic way as you give ear to the Word of God. Let me read for us again Galatians 4, 4 and 5. And someone says, you do not need to keep reading it. We know it by now. We have it memorized. Okay, great. I certainly hope that's the case. But what about for someone new to the broadcast or podcast today, and or those who need the reminder? Let's be gracious to them as we read the Bible, which says, but when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. This week we are in the last half of the passage at verse 4b and verse 5. We have three words highlighted in our minds and on this page of the Bible. The words are law, used twice, redeem, and adoption. We have looked at the words law and redeem, and soon we will move on to the last of these three words, adoption. But as we conclude what born under the law, to redeem those under the law means, I want to quote from John Stott. Stott, being the English theologian who was also rector of the All Souls Church in London, England, Stott was very evangelical when being evangelical actually meant something. He died in 2011, but thankfully his writing lives on. In his very helpful and readable commentary on Galatians, John Stott writes, quote, "The divinity of Christ, the humanity of Christ, and the righteousness of Christ uniquely qualified him to be man's redeemer. If he had not been man, he could not have redeemed men. If he had not been a righteous man, he could not have redeemed unrighteous men. And if he had not been God's son, he could not have redeemed men for God or make them the sons of God." Well, I think that is worth hearing again, don't you? These insightful words will help us adore him, Christ the Lord. John Stott again, the divinity of Christ, the humanity of Christ, and the righteousness of Christ uniquely qualified him to be man's redeemer. If he had not been man, he could not have redeemed men. If he had not been a righteous man, he could not have redeemed unrighteous men. And if he had not been God's son, he could not have redeemed men for God or make them the sons of God. This makes me think of Galatians chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Galatians 1, 3 through 5. "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins so that he might rescue us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forevermore. Amen." That's the stunningly truthful way in which the Apostle Paul opens this letter to the Galatians and summarizes so well what we have learned and applied to our lives thus far. And now let's take up this third word, adoption. As you likely know, adoption, as we think of it, is legally taking another's child as one's own. Adoption is legally taking another's child as one's own. Maybe you are adopted, or maybe you are the parent who adopted your son and or daughter. Adoption is a necessary and incredibly valuable ministry that a family can provide to one who is orphaned or abandoned by birth parents or a parent that wants nothing to do with their son or daughter. Often there is abuse or neglect. Oh, to be welcomed, loved and cared for by being brought into a family. That is the wish of countless children in our country and around the world at this very hour, and especially at the time of Christmas. Children that have been adopted by a loving family have said, quote, "We were not abandoned. We were chosen. We were given a chance." One of the fascinating realities about the years I lived in Hong Kong were the many parents who came to mainland China, stopping in Hong Kong on their way out of the mainland with their adopted Chinese children. I'll never forget the love and careful nurture the new and nervous parents gave these babies as we met them at church or took them out for a meal together. They came to Asia as a husband and wife and left as dad and mom. They flew back to the States or wherever they came from as a family. And watching those kids grow up and become adults, the ones I know have never failed to appreciate what Dad and Mom did for them. Indeed, adoption is a ministry. It comes straight from the heart of Father God. Listen to Psalm chapter 68, verse 5. The verse says, "God is a father of the fatherless." A father of the fatherless, Psalm 68, verse 5. So that to be adoptive parents is to reflect the nature and character of God himself. If you are considering adopting at home or abroad, I encourage you to do so. It is a long and sometimes painstaking process, but your kindness for children without godly parents will be an act of love that reflects well on who God is to all of us. He is our loving Heavenly Father. In the original language of the New Testament, that is Greek, the word for adoption is a compound word. This is so cool. The first part of the word means son, and the second part of the word means a placing. So biblically, here is how we can define the word adoption. Ready? Adoption literally means receiving the adult son placing. Receiving the adult son placing. Or, in order that we might be placed as adult sons. In order that we might be placed as adult sons. And yes, if you are a woman, this applies to you, receiving the adult daughter placing, being placed as adult daughters. And this raises the question, whom are we being placed with? The answer is God. Even to this day, when we talk about adoption, we talk about placing a child for adoption. To be placed with a family in a home is the desire of children who do not have parents that will love and care for them. They want to be placed in a safe and nurturing environment with patient and affectionate parents. And the adoptive parent desires to offer the child such a place, such a home. Adoption, receiving the adult child placing in order that we might be placed as adult sons and daughters within the family of God. Wow! Christ came for us. Orphaned by our sin, Christ the Lord came to adopt us and to place us in the family of God. Indeed. Let's come and adore Him, Jesus Christ the Lord, and join us again tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.